to a new RFM 103.7. Very aptly appropriate that we have Dolly Parton's Baby on Burning as we bring in our chef, Gavin Foreman. Good morning, Gav.
Good morning. How are you?
Look, I'm all right now, but you assure me I may not be all right in the next 3 or 4 minutes.
You may be in a wee bit of pain. Discomfort. Okay. Discomfort.
Discomfort?
Yes.
Okay. That's not, I don't like to hear that word.
Well, we'll build slowly. We'll build gently.
Yeah. So if you haven't been with us this morning, Gav's brought in some chilies. We're going to start with one of the wimpy ones.
Yep. Which is basically no more strength than a capsicum.
Oh, I can live with that.
Yeah. So that's the straight chili jam one, which is more sweet than it is hot. And if you dip straight in, as you can see, the bright coloured red from the red chilies, it's mostly sugar. It's the recipe that's almost on the website.
I like the look
pretty
of that.
Pretty much the sound. Yeah. Same.
So this is the easy one.
This is easy. This is very simple, which is made from your very capsicum flavoured chili.
I'm not going to double dip, but I can't.
That's okay. They're all for you.
Mm.
So your next one, so that's a scale, my scale, that's 1 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is an official scale for judging
chilies. Scoville scale.
Scoville units. How does that work?
Well, it works on the seed and the pith of the chili, and it goes up like capsicum spray that the police use is in around the same strength as the ghost chili. And to put that into perspective, Tabasco sauce, do you think Tabasco sauce is hot?
Yeah.
Well, Tabasco rates 5,000.
Okay.
Ghost chili rates between 800,000 and 1.2 million. So there's a bit of a jump. So that
just a little.
The next one is, what have I got there? Hot chili. That's just a salsa.
Okay.
We are 6 out of 10 for that one.
Okay. Let's try some of this on our cracker.
I actually quite like that one because it's not too hot and not too burny.
That's a nice amount of burn, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a gentle one. That's made from the really small little red chilies.
It is starting to burn, though.
It is starting to burn. That's the six.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next one, what have we got here?
The next one is, it's called Have a Nice Day.
Okay.
Habanero.
Yeah.
Habanero Ghost. And
This is
11 out of 10. So this one will test your resolve.
Okay. And then we have to bite the actual ghost chili, don't we?
We'll start with this one, and then we'll go up to the ghost, because you don't want to go straight in.
No, so we're still in the chili
the dip,
jam at the moment.
Different types of dips and jams and preservatives. You have noticed, though, that I haven't tasted any of them.
No, I did notice that. That's nice.
That's nice.
But I am going to go for the milk now. That's the only cure for chilies.
Yeah, milk. We were going to stop on the way down, and we decided, no, we'll just make you do it.
My goodness, we've really gone up.
Is that?
I'm in trouble already.
Yeah, you're in trouble with that one?
A bit of trouble with that one.
That's the 11 out of 10.
You need to keep talking. So I'm out.
Are we going to have the bite?
Oh, of course we will.
All right. Well, we won't do that one because that one's way too easy for you, the little chili jam one.
Of course.
We won't give you that one straight off the bat. That's the 6 out of 10. We'll go for just the tip. Now, the other thing to remember after this, if you have to go to the bathroom, wash your hands first. Okay?
Okay. So this is the ghost chili, yeah?
No, this one's the ghost. That's the jalapeno.
How much do you reckon?
Habanero.
Because we're actually just biting this. This is straight from the garden.
Yep.
In how much should we take? You said just a tip.
I would take just the tip, like half a centimetre.
A pinhead's worth, maybe.
Yes, because it will have a bit of kick. And if you get seed, you will know all about it.
Oh, hello.
So.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, a little bit more than that. Give it a proper bite.
That's a proper bite.
Yeah. So that should build quite nicely. And
not feeling that at the moment.
You're not? Not at all?
No. Maybe it's from the last dip that we had that
maybe
I can...
Maybe it was. But that's, as I said...
Should I be brave and have a bit more of this?
Go for it. I'm interested now to see the reaction.
What sort of resolve I have.
Yeah, well, resistance.
I'm usually a bit precious, usually a bit wimpy, but this is okay.
But the sauce did you in, though.
Mm-hmm, I did.
So, as I said, each to their own, but you see, it could be the reaction of the chili and the sugar.
Maybe it could be.
So you don't
hello, yes, something's happening now. It's starting to happen now.
It's starting to happen now. It will continue for a good 5 to 10 minutes. And you know that when you start to sweat a little bit? And
I have seen enough Man vs. Food chili challenges.
Which is a great show.
It's the cooking program, despite what others may tell you.
Yeah.
To know what happens when you have your chili.
Yeah. Well, I think Johnny Cash wrote a song about it.
He did.
He did. So As I said, these two in the yard have cross-pollinated. So that one's the jalapeno's got hotter. Mm-hmm. Habanero's got hotter. But I think the ghost chili's got gentler. It's probably down to about 800,000 rather than 1.2 million.
Thank goodness for that.
So, you know.
I thought we were in trouble there for a while, but so it's only 800,000 Scoville units.
How are you doing with that one?
That's okay. I think I could live with that.
You think you could live with that?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to?
Of course we do.
Of course we do. I don't know. See, the last time I had it, I didn't think it was as hot as it should have been.
Okay. Okay, so this is probably about an inch.
Yeah.
How much should I be taking of this?
Oh, half of it.
So really, so how much should I be eating of this ghost chili?
Just the end of it, just the end of it.
Just the end.
Yeah, have a bit of a bite and see how you go. As I said, I don't think it's as hot as it should be.
And remember, don't swear at the end of this.
Yes.
Don't say anything too bad.
Well, I heard there's no delay, so...
No, we don't have a delay.
This is all happening live.
Mm.
As I said, I don't think that one was as hot as it should have been.
Maybe I need a bit more. I think I was a bit wimpy there.
Yeah, you need to actually get into it.
Okay, here we go.
Riveting radio, listening to someone buy chilies.
Okay, should something be happening?
It takes a few minutes, but
okay.
As I said, I don't think that one's as hot as it should be.
Okay, well, we'll see how we go. Gav, thanks for coming in for that.
That's all right.
Oh, we'll know in the next few minutes how that goes.
Okay.
Thanks, Gavin Forwin, we love him. He'll be back next week at 2NURFM 103.7.